We've all heard the old adage, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That may have been the central energy theme of President Obama's State of the Union address this week. The Allegheny Front's Anne Murray is here with me to discuss the speech as well as the Republican response. Welcome, Anne.
Hi, Jennifer.
So first of all, as we prepared to watch the address, we were both looking to talk about any mention of the environment, but that amounted pretty much to talk strictly about energy. There was only passing reference to perhaps the elephant in the room, climate change.
That's right. At least it was mentioned in this State of the Union address.
Not so last year.
But this time, President Obama had an acknowledgement. He said it's just too contentious an issue, he thinks, for the two chambers of Congress to get it together to pass climate change legislation.
So he focused on energy, all types of energy. Very enthusiastic. Let's play a little word association game here. I'll name the type of energy. You can give me a sketch of some of the highlights.
Okay.
Oil.
Well, oil is interesting. President Obama pledged to expand offshore oil and gas drilling by 75%, although he didn't specify locations. I think this is interesting. In response, the American Petroleum Institute says that 75% of potential offshore resources are already being developed. And they said nothing new here with President Obama. President Obama said that this would create tens of thousands of jobs, but it's really something that the GOP has been saying. So nothing too new according to the industry.
Okay. How about gas?
Well, gas is interesting to us, of course, because of the Marcellus. The president said that his administration predicts that there is 100 years of natural gas available to the United States. So he touted domestic energy. He said that, quote, we don't have to sacrifice environment for the economy. And he said that if they are going to open up public lands to drilling, that the industry will have to reveal the chemicals that are used in fracking. He said it can be done responsibly. The industry has responded by saying, make sure that we are not overregulated.
How about solar?
Well, solar, again, this was alluded to as sort of a package. He said, I will not cede wind, solar, or battery to China and Germany. There was a lot of China bashing in this speech. And he said that's because these countries are subsidizing these industries.
Batteries. I that was a surprise.
Yeah, batteries. I guess that's a surprise because that's probably a larger industry than you imagine, particularly with the military, because they're often in locations where they don't have access to electricity. And I just read that they're using solar-powered batteries. So the military has said, get us away from fossil fuel. So I think that this potentially could be a pretty big industry. But right now, wind and solar are the bigger of the three. And his point is that we have to broaden our support of these new relatively new technologies and move away from subsidizing oil. So that was another statement that brought the ire of these more traditional fossil fuel industries.
Now, although there was a lot of talk about, like you say, China bashing, being a world leader in all types of energy, the president was somewhat focused on responsible development, efficiency. We heard a lot of things, green terms that might be music to the ears of environmentalists.
He vowed to incentivize manufacturers to make energy upgrades, meaning that it would become less expensive for them to do that because they'd actually be making money by upgrading their energy efficiency. And again, the irony of this is I've read projections about the amount of fossil fuels that we may need in the future may be actually impacted by the fact that we become more energy efficient. We'll need fewer fossil fuels. So this has sort of a two-edged sword appeal to both the traditional industries and the higher tech industries.
I know you're not a gambling woman, but where do you put your money for whether any of these lofty ideas can come to fruition?
Well, it's a blueprint that the president hopes that these policies will be enacted. But of course, it depends on what happens legislatively. So what he's doing now, a few days after the speech, President Obama has actually gone out and highlighted a couple of his policy hopes. He went out to a natural gas refueling station site and also the site of an energy leasing area in the Gulf of Mexico to say that, yeah, look, I'm looking at all the above. I'm looking at some of these newer technologies. I'm looking at the more traditional technologies. So I think it depends on what happens with Congress.
What about Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels' response? One thing I know that stuck out to me was his comment about light bulbs, that Democrats don't trust us enough to choose the right light bulb. This was a reference to the incandescent phase-out that was actually passed under the George W. Bush administration.
He called for fewer new regulations and maximizing new domestic energy technologies. And in this case, it seems to be he's talking about hydrofracturing in the shale gas plays. I think there's a lot of ire there among the GOP with EPA and other agencies that have stepped up regulations in connection with energy.
And I want to share with you one thing that came across my desk this week. You were mentioning the military. Grist.org, which describes itself as a beacon in the smog. The headline is, Army's newest drone will be green. Christopher Mims writes of how difficult it is in a war zone to get fuel from one place to another. Not one to mince words, apparently says, because when you're trying to find a wedding party to blow up, you might as well do it in the greenest way possible.
Yeah. Well, sarcasm, surely, but the federal government now has the military, the Department of Defense has a good bit of money to spend on technology, about $12 billion. And one of the things that they have said is take us away from fossil fuels.
They've always been wearing green. Now they want to be green.
They want to be green, yeah.
Thanks very much, Ann.
Thank you.
That was the Allegheny Front's news analyst, Anne Murray, talking about President Obama's State of the Union speech, particularly what he had to say about energy. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.